1 Chronicles 16. So they brought the ark of God and placed it inside the tent that David had pitched for it. And they presented burnt offerings and peace offerings before God. When David had finished sacrificing the burnt offerings and peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord. Then he distributed to every man and woman of Israel a loaf of bread, a date cake, and a raisin cake. David appointed some of the Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord, to celebrate, to give thanks, and to praise the Lord, the God of Israel. Asaph was the chief, Zechariah was second, then Jaiel, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, Mattathiah, Eliab, Benaiah, Obed-Edom, and Jaiel. They were to play the harps and lyres, while Asaph sounded the cymbals, and the priests Benaiah and Jehaziel blew the trumpets regularly before the Ark of the Covenant of God. On that day, David first committed to Asaph and his brothers this song of thanksgiving to the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the nations. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Tell of all his wonders. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek out the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his marvels, and the judgments he has pronounced, O offspring of his servant Israel, O sons of Jacob, his chosen ones. He is the Lord our God. His judgments carry throughout the earth. Remember his covenant forever, the word he ordained for 1,000 generations, the covenant he made with Abraham, and the oath he swore to Isaac. He confirmed it to Jacob as a decree, to Israel as an everlasting covenant. I will give you the land of Canaan as the portion of your inheritance. When they were few in number, few indeed, and strangers in the land, they wandered from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another. He let no man oppress them. He rebuked kings on their behalf. Do not touch my anointed ones. Do no harm to my prophets. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonderful deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the nations are idols, but it is the Lord who made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and joy fill his dwelling. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. Let the heavens be glad, and the earth rejoice. Let them say among the nations, "The Lord reigns." Let the sea resound, and all that fills it. Let the fields exult, and all that is in them. Then the trees of the forest will sing for joy before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His loving devotion endures forever. Then cry out, "Save us, O God of our salvation. Gather and deliver us from the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name, that we may glory in your praise. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting." Then all the people said, "Amen," and praise the Lord. So David left Asaph and his brothers there before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord to minister there regularly according to the daily requirements, along with Obed-Edom and his 68 relatives. Obed-Edom, son of Jeduthun, and also Hosah, were to be gatekeepers. And David left Zadok the priest and his fellow priests before the tabernacle of the Lord at the high place in Gibeon, to regularly present burnt offerings to the Lord on the altar of burnt offerings, morning and evening, according to all that was written in the law of the Lord, which he had commanded Israel to keep. With them were Heman, Jeduthun, and the rest of those chosen and designated by name to give thanks to the Lord, for his loving devotion endures forever. Heman and Jeduthun had with them trumpets and cymbals for the music, and instruments for the songs of God. And the sons of Jeduthun were stationed at the gate. Then all the people departed for their homes, and David returned home to bless his household.